Please join your palms and open the sutra book to page 2 again. Repeat after me. Namo Root Guru Sakyamuni Buddha. Namo Root Guru Sakyamuni Buddha. Namo Root Guru Sakyamuni Buddha. Namo Bhagavan Sri Sakya Muni Phật. Namo Bhagavan Sri Sakya Muni Phật. Namo Bhagavan Sri Sakya Muni Phật. 开经偈：无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。And repeat after me the sutra opening gatha. We read together. The supremely profound, wondrously sophisticated Dharma is hard to encounter in millions of kalpas. And now that I am able to hear, read, and uphold it, I wish to comprehend the real import of the thus advanced. Okay. Please release your palms. 请放掌。Now, today we have a very tight schedule. 我们今天课程很紧 because I'm an ambitious man, so I want to cover all the things that I want you to know about this sutra. Okay, and this is the last chance that we are going to talk about it. For now, 今天我们课程很紧啊，那我要，所以我讲快一点，因为我想，有很多这个《金刚经》里面很重要的东西，我希望都能够让你们知道啊。Please open the sutra book to page 18, because these are very key points 啊，这些都是很重要的。那对于一个学佛的人。这是最好要知道，如果不知道的话会吃亏的啊。Because these are so significant points in practicing Buddhism, so it would be better for one to know about these. If not, then one might be misled or have some difficulty in practicing. We'll go to the Chinese version first. 须菩提，或者一相无相分第九，第九分一相无相啊。这个法就是法，如果以最究竟的眼光来看，是一相啊。那么一相的意思就是无相啊。那一相的意思是什么？一相就是说没有分别。那我们众生之所以有烦恼，就是心里面有分别。有分别，所以就会有 discrimination, 你知道吧？然后就分高低，这个美丑是非等等，然后种种取着就心生烦恼，种种取着心生烦恼以后就互相斗争，所以这个世间最痛苦的事情就是斗争，所以无争就平和，平和和平啊，那心里面就 peaceful, 就很好。Okay, so the title of this segment is Mono Appearance versus Non Appearance. Mono Appearance means that in the Dharmic sphere, everything in the universe, everything is virtually one appearance, Mono Appearance, meaning you do away with your own discrimination or differentiation. If you are without differentiation, then you wouldn't, you don't have any discrimination about the high or low, the good or bad, so you don't have to choose. And if you choose side, if you select side, then, you are in some point of view. And, if you choose the good side, then you run counter to the bad side. So you are going to fight. So there is no escape. You've got to fight. So if you fight and there is struggle and there is conflict and there are pains in fighting. So in Buddha's Dharma, there is no fighting. All fighting is bad. All fighting, because all fightings involve violence, either internal or external. So fighting, struggle are all violence. So violence is bad to the peace of mind and to the peace of life. So we want a peace of mind and a peaceful world. So inner or outer, we want peace. But if you have differentiations or discrimination, then there will be conflicts. So there will be no way that you can get peace with all the differentiations you've got. So if you want to avoid conflicts, struggle, fights, killings, then you need to, first of all, do away with differentiations. 所以我们要这个生活里面要平静，我们这个世界要和平，那么心一定要和平，自心一定要和平，每个人自心都和平，都没有冲突，没有斗争，就和平了。然后自心和平表示什么？没有烦恼，没有烦恼就是什么？就是安乐。所以我们每个人都说。 我要追求快乐，快乐在哪里？你一天到晚自己自相冲突，跟外界冲突，如何能够快乐？你自己自相冲突，跟你的老公冲突，跟你的儿子冲突，跟你的同事冲突，如何快乐？对，一冲突的时候就是烦恼，是不是？那越是亲近的人跟你冲突，你是烦恼是越大，对不对？如果跟你不熟的人 冲突，反正不太见面嘛，没什么关系嘛。但是越是亲近的人，稍微有点点冲突啊，就很苦恼，对不对？那最苦恼、最苦恼是什么呢？就是跟你老公冲突，跟你老婆冲突，对不对？这个是最苦恼，只要一点点冲突，哇，一整天就好像中毒一样，就很辛苦，对不对？对吧？那这个冲突呢，怎么会有冲突呢？就是嗔烦恼，嗔恨呐。 嗔毒，所以嗔恨是一种毒啊，可以毒害我们的心。所以令我们好像中毒以后，中毒了，那就很难过啊，对不对？所以你想要和平，就不要有嗔恨，不要有嗔恚，乃至于不要有不喜欢、讨厌这种情感。但是你要去掉这些坏的情感，这些的根源都是嗔恨，对不对？ 那可是嗔恨是根源，但是这个嗔恨的根源是什么？嗔恨还有根源，你知道？好，我们说这个不快乐，不快乐是因为冲突，然后冲突呢是因为嗔恨，嗔恨是从哪里来？从分别心来，这样的吗？啊，所以你要心没有分别，那也就是说你对于事情的分辨啊。 你知道他的对错，但是不要take sides，你知道吧？你知道是非善恶，但是你不要take sides，而且不要那么emotional，啊，就说，So you need to have the idea of good and bad, virtue and evil, but you don't take sides with so much emotion. So emotionally that you take sides and so you fight for it. So that will kill your happiness. That will kill your happiness and the happiness of others or everybody involved. So in order to be happy, you don't take sides so easily. Okay. and don't fight for it. Okay. And let me say this. Everything may be different, but ultimately speaking, it does not make so much difference. You know, and we always make such a big deal about differences. You know, and the differences are made due to what? Due to idea. Because our idea, our cognition is different. So our attitudes become different. So if you are of the same attitude with me, then I see you as my comrade, right? And if you are of different idea with me, then I will look upon you as enemy. And so conflicts would arise, and happiness and all kinds of adversities and calamities will arise. And so it will eventually make this world miserable and make life miserable for you and for everybody. So this is what Buddha has taught, you know. So peace is our goal, because out of peace there arises repose and happiness. So for the Fana, 就是我们要追求和平。 什么和平? 不是说世界和平了, 最主要是追求自心和平, 自心没有冲突, 啊, 然后因为和平, 平和, 所以安乐, 安乐。
I translate it as repose and felicity. Repose meaning you get rest. All your turbulent feelings come to a rest. And it would not be turbulent anymore. And felicity is the highest happiness. So it's most like sacred happiness. But this sacred happiness is not given by others, but it's your own production in your own mind. So nobody can give you this. It is self-producing, like our whole hormones, right? Hormones should be self-produced. If you get hormones from outside, from drugs, then it's bad. So happiness or felicity should be produced by yourself. And this is also the doctrine of Buddha. Okay.
所以安乐啊, 这个都是要自己制造的, 不能从外面来的。 Even Buddha cannot give you this. Buddha can only give you guidance and ways to do it. But you need to do it yourself. The Buddha cannot do it for you. So if you follow the right recipe of practice, then you'll get the result of the food, and you can enjoy it, and you'll get the nourishment of the Dharma.
Okay, so
one appearance, to see it from the Buddha's eye, everything is equal. So this is what is meant by mono appearance, one appearance. So nothing really makes difference to him. He sees everything as equal. So he does not have any selection to make. 所以从佛的眼来看呢, 一切都是平等的。 这一切众生都是平等, 乃至于有情无情, 对他来讲, 也都是平等。 So he Buddha is really the first ecological preserver. Ecological. Preserve the surrounding. We are now championing the ecological thing. 就是环保啊。 佛就是第一个环保的人。 Why? Because he would preserve and maintain everything, either sentient or insentient, as they are. So he is opposed to any destruction at all. So, the outer surrounding are all the same to him. So he does not make any selections, you know. So his mind is so equal with everything. So that's called mono appearance, one appearance of everything. Okay. And if it is one appearance, then eventually it will become like non-appearance. There will be no appearance at all, you know, because there is no selection. You don't have to select. Okay. In English, there is a phrase called the Hobson's choice. Hobson's choice, meaning no choice, no option. Hobson was a man who ran a livery store. And when people went to his stable to rent a horse, then he will give you one choice, which means that this horse is your only choice. So which means no choice, right? So Hobson's choice meaning no choice. This is the only choice. And if this is the only choice, then it means no choice, right? Understood? Okay. 就有一个人叫 Hobson 他经营一个这个猪马的地方啊，猪马跟马车的，然后如果有客人来了，他就说：好，这匹马是你唯一的选择啊。那如果是唯一的选择，就是没有选择，你不能选另外一匹马，他不准你选了，你知道？只有这匹马你可以选这一匹马。 所以就有这个成语说 Hobson's choice. You got the Hobson's choice, meaning no choice at all. Okay. So what I mean is that one, if you've got one appearance only, then it means no appearance, right? So 一切法就是一相，那就等于是无相，这样的吗？一相就是无相，所以你就可以。 在禅宗里面常常讲，因为在《金刚经》也是禅宗的主要经典，对不对？那一相就是无相，你搞不清楚什么一相是无相啊，就是这个意思。你就想到这个 Hobson's choice， 你就知道了。OK，所以如果是一相，你就别无选择，是不是？别无选择，所以一相，别无选择，那就是等于是无相，因为你不用去选择了嘛，这只有一相，所以里面呢也没有好的，也没有坏的。 也没有美的，也没有丑的，那就是一相嘛，对不对？啊，如果有美有丑，有好有坏，那就二相了。二相在禅宗里面就称为二法，对不对 ？OK， if the Dharma or any Dharma is of one appearance or mono appearance, then there are no good and bad or virtue or unvirtue or evil. So, you don't have to make any choice. And there is no choice to make, you know. So, and it turns out, as in Zen Buddhism, the Zen master or Chan master, as I would call, the Chan master would say, one appearance is equal to non-appearance. How come?
Because in one appearance, there is no appearance. Everything is almost identical. There is no choice to make. So it is equal to non-appearance. Okay. And if everything is one appearance, but there is still a difference there. If everything is one appearance, then you don't have to make choice. Then what happens? It results in there is no conflict. Because if you need to make selection, then there is a conflict of liking or dislike. Desirable or undesirable. But there is no such thing if things are of one appearance. If you can have the Dharma eye to see through the Dharmic essence, that everything is eventually of one appearance. So, no conflict. And which will result in the elimination of differentiations. 所以如果只是一项, 那结果就是你不用选择, 你不用选择, 心里就没有冲突, 没有冲突就没有癌症, 就没有痛苦, 心就平和, 所以你若修禅定, 你禅定就会成就, 就容易成就, 啊, 那你如果有很多的选择, 癌症, 冲突, 你修禅定, 你很难成就, 所以你要修禅定, 习禅, 一定要 研读修行金刚波若的原因就在这里， 要去掉你的一切的抉择， 选择， 冲突， 入于一相， 叫入一相门， 入一相门， 接着入无相门。 如果你入了一相门以后就没有冲突， 对不对？ 那一相门， 但是你还有那个一相可以得， 知道吧？ 所以 你还是有所执着，最后要真正的完全去掉你所有的执着的时候呢，把这个一相，你哎，再以自眼照见，这个一相既然是一相，那就等于无相一样了，就入于无相的境界，然后就变成什么？因为无相呢，所以你这个整个心扉，整个心门就打开了。你这个心门一打开以后怎么样呢？那你就所谓的 跟法界性通了，就知道吧？跟法界性通了，那就是入法界了，啊！入法界了以后怎么样呢？入法界就变成你的心量就变成等虚空遍法界，等虚空遍法界。So there is still a difference between mono appearance or one appearance and non appearance. Although mono appearance or one appearance is very close to non-appearance. The effect is almost the same, but not yet. There is still a little thing, you know, because you see the one appearance. So there is still one appearance that you see, and you will still stick to this one appearance. So there is still an adherence in your mind, adherence or attachment in your mind to this one appearance. Okay, so if you are still attached to something, which means you are not totally free. You are still, I don't have a string. Okay, like this rod, it's tied by a string, right? So this rod, although the string is very slender and fine, but it is still tied. So this rod is not free, right? So even if you have mono appearance and it is as fine as a thread, you are still tied. you are still ligated. So you are still bound by this mono appearance. So you are not totally free. So for you to be totally free or liberated from any bondage at all, then this fine thread need to go. You need to do away with any bondage at all. So even the mono appearance is on a very high level of wisdom, because you are not tied by a coarse rope, you know, but it is still a tie. So in order to be totally free, then you need to get away or do away with this string. So the mono appearance is still a string that it is in the way of your liberation. Okay. And by liberation does not mean that you get away from life, but your spiritual liberation. If you do away with this mono appearance, then you get into the non-appearance state of mind, then at that very moment, you are enlightened. And by the effect of this enlightenment, the portal or the gate of your mind is open. And due to the opening of your mind, so there will be a communication or a discourse between you and the essence of Dharmic sphere. So there is communication, and you will be communicating with all the Dharmic sphere. And so it means, so it will result in the entrance into the Dharmic sphere, or the ingress or ingression into the Dharmic sphere. And eventually, you and the Dharmic sphere become one. So your mind will merge with the Dharmic sphere. 所以你的心跟法界融在一块, merge with it. 就你开车的时候不是有 merge 吗? 你就入了那个车流嘛, 就 merge, 是吧? So this is so important. Okay, now let's go back to the Chinese version. 须菩提于云何须陀环能作四念我得须陀环果否? 须菩提言佛也世尊何以故须陀环名为入流而无所入不入色声香味触法是名须陀环那个须菩提是佛的一个大弟子十大弟子之一解空第一那佛问他说于意云何你的意思认为怎么样这个须陀环是什么须陀环就是小圣的出果 小圣总共有四果，第四果就是阿罗汉果。那么出果就是须陀环，得到须陀环的话，就是再到我们这个世界来七次往返呢，七生七死啊，然后就证到阿罗汉。那须陀环，那个须菩提，你认为这个须陀环就出果啊？出果圣人，小圣的出果圣人，所以这个是。 圣人啊，那我得须陀环果否？这须陀环能够做四念，就做四念，就是这样想，说他能够这样想说，因为他已经证到须陀环了。那世宗问说，一个须陀环的人能不能说，我已经得到须陀环了？譬如说，你如果在学校读。 Master degree， 那你已经得到 Master degree 了，然后你拿到那个 Master degree 的那个 certificate，
那你就说啊，我得到 master degree， 可以这样想吗？可以嘛，对。但是，或者你拿到 PhD degree， 你说啊，我终于拿到 PhD degree， 对不对？但是在佛法里面，你不能这样子，你知道吗？哎，所以佛问说，如果一个须陀洹果的人、出果的人啊、master degree 的人，那能不能说，就佛法中的 master degree 了啊、能不能说这样想说啊，我已经得到须陀洹果了，可以不可以这样子啊、然后这个，然后你看，你把那个我字圈起来，把那个得圈起来啊、然后须菩提就回答说，否也，世尊，世尊不可以。为什么不可以呢？不可以的意思就是说，须陀洹的人啊，须陀洹的圣人啊，就出果的圣人，不可以这样想说，我已经得到须陀洹果了，你知道吧？哎，何以故啊？我得须陀洹果。那你说你在念的时候可以这样念，我得须陀洹果。哎，你不要讲我得须陀洹果，这样就不清楚了。我得须陀洹果。好，一个须陀洹果的意思是什么？就是说他为什么能够七生七死以后就证涅槃呢？那就是因为他灭掉我执，对不对？灭掉我执。那你又说我得，谁得？我得，那就还有我执嘛。对，得你还有所得，那这样就跟你得圣位相反。为什么？因为得圣位是清净的，不能说我得到什么，对吧？你当然你可以，你得到一个 degree 是可以，但是得到佛法的这个你就不能这样说，你知道吗？甚至于不能，不是说不能这样说，你甚至于不能这样想，你连想都不可以想，你知道吗？你一想了，你这么一想了，那你的整个圣位的清净就破坏了，就完了。OK， 这样的吗？所以你这么一想的当下，你就马上不是圣人了。你就变成凡夫了，你懂吗？因为凡夫才有我，才有所得，知道吧？圣人就不能有我，不能有我执、我见、我慢啊。然后你又得，那有所得的心，得是什么？有所得就是贪爱，知道吧？你即使是贪爱须陀洹果，也是贪爱啊。那你如果贪爱须陀洹果的话，那你就马上转圣为凡。因为什么？因为转凡为圣是一念之间，一念之转，转圣为凡也是一念之转，你知道吧？所以那清净欲染污呢，也是一念之转。对，所以那迷与悟、智慧与愚痴都是一念之转。可是这一念之转比孙悟空这跟斗云啊还要厉害，十万八千里不止啊，你知道吗？这一转是9800万里都不止了。哎，你看看，譬如说嘛，我现在很生气，我要令他不生气，生气跟不生气就是一念之间嘛，他就转得过来吗？很难嘛。那爱与不爱转得过来吗？太难了嘛，这牵涉到无始的业力嘛，对不对？哎，好， Now let's go to the English part. Subhuti, quoth the Buddha, what dost thou make of this? Could a Śrātāpanna make such an ideation as I have obtained the fructification of Śrātāpannahood? Okay, Subhuti is one of the 10 great disciples of the Buddha. Quoth the Buddha, spoke the Buddha, what dost thou make of this? What do you think about this?Could a Śrātāpanna is the first fruition of Hinayana. And this is already a holy person. Okay. Because he has done away with his impurities. Could a Hinayana first fruition holy person make such an ideation?Have such an idea. You see, from the Buddha's term, make an ideation. Idea is made, you know.
idea does not just come out of the blue. It's made. Who made it? Your mind. Your mind made the ideation. So you say, oh, I just got the idea. You don't got the idea. You made the idea. You know, don't be mistaken. Okay. So because you are the producer of that ideation, that idea, so you are fully responsible for your own idea. An idea is the germ of all your thoughts. And all your thoughts is the foundation of your behavior. Okay, so idea is important. But where does idea come? Idea comes from ideation, the motion of making idea. Okay, so you make an idea of something, then you have this kind of idea. You make an idea that imperialism is best. And so you have the idea of an imperialist. You make an idea of capitalism being the best, then you become a capitalist. If you make an idea of communism as best, then you have the idea of communism being the best, and you become a candidate for communism. Okay? So idea is the germ of all thoughts, of all thinking. No matter it is complex or simple. Simple as an ordinary man. Complex as a philosopher. So the germ is idea. So if you have some idea, then it is the basis of all your doing. Okay. So in Buddha's teaching or in Buddha's doctrine, we need to be mindful or watchful for every minute change or difference in our ideas. So if you have such an idea as I have obtained the fructification of Swatana Apanahut, and you can mark this I and obtain. If you have got a master degree, because it's a worldly dharma, and you can say that, I've got master degree. It's okay. There is no fault or sin in there. And if you have got a PhD degree, you can say that. And you can think so, and you can say that. It's okay. But in Buddhism or in Buddhist practice, it's not okay. Why? Because I, what is I? I is ego. So the gist of Buddhism is to do away with your ego or egocentricism. Okay? Because all the bad things are produced by egocentricism. Okay? 这个我呢一定要去在修行佛法里面。为什么？因为一切的坏的事情 including all the annoyances are produced by egocentric thinking. So, because you are egocentric, so you would become very aggressive, and you want to defend yourself, and you want to offend others, and you want to expand yourself, and encroach upon others' rights and dignity at the cost, you know. You want to expand at the cost of others' self-esteem. So that's all because of egocentricism. So egocentredness is bad. It's very bad. It's the cause of all bad things. Okay. So, you see, it is so minute, so sophisticated in Buddha Dharma. So, you should be very careful about all your thinking. So, you need to be watchful and conscious of your own mind. But this is not so. By the way, this is not so in all other religions, you know. So, Buddhism is highly cultured, highly civilized, highly intellectual. So, let me finish this sentence. Okay, so I, who is I or what is I? The greatest person in the whole universe. You know, the center of the universe is I or moi, right? And as Ms. Pickett said, okay, and I have obtained, you see, I have outreached and grasped and possess. And final action is possess. Possess means obtain. So I have obtained śrotta-apanna-hood. Then that's bad. You know why? Because being a mundane person, a worldly person, or a holy person, the difference is only a transition within a twinkle. A revolution is just a turn of the mind. So it's very minute and sophisticated, you know. So being enlightened or not enlightened is also a little turn of the mind. Being, or to put it this way, being angry or not angry is also a little turn of the mind. But this little turn of mind needs a Herculean strength to do it. Herculean, Zawa. No time to write it. So, if you have obtained something, then you are not a holy person. You have become an ordinary person. Why? Because you still have attachment. You still have attachment to the to something that you own, you know. But being a holy person, you should be detached from any love or like or anything like that. So you are not tied, you know. But a holy person is untied. I doubt it very much that I can finish everything I want to say today. Okay, let's take a break.